Imagine resistance not as a grand political statement, but as the quiet act of remembering who you truly are. This is the heart of living resistance, a profound invitation to reconnect with ourselves, our communities, our ancestors, and the earth beneath our feet. In a world where many feel spiritually adrift, this perspective offers a radical alternative. You are a human being. You have not yet arrived, but you are continually arriving. This journey of resistance isn't about fighting against something as much as it is about returning to something, a more authentic way of being that honors our interconnectedness and embraces our whole selves. The path unfolds through four interconnected realms, each representing different aspects of our human experience and spiritual growth, creating a fluid map for transformation rather than a rigid framework. The journey begins within. Like winter's contemplative darkness, the personal realm calls us to turn inward, examining our beliefs, confronting our biases, and nurturing our spiritual core. This is where resistance truly starts, not in protest signs or political campaigns, but in the courageous act of questioning. When religious, national, or family traditions shame those deemed other, we must choose between assimilation or untangling the webs that made us reject our authentic selves. This questioning often emerges from small disconnects, when sacred texts contradict lived experiences, or when teachings clash with our innate sense of justice. For marginalized communities especially, this process becomes both personal healing and prophetic work. Questioning typically leads not away from spirituality, but toward a deeper, more authentic connection with the divine. Many discover fuller experiences of the sacred when freed from barriers set by religious authorities claiming exclusive truth. The personal realm requires courage to examine ourselves honestly and compassion to embrace what we find. Winter's gift of quiet space to explore our shadows before spring's emergence. In times of collective grief, art becomes essential resistance. During COVID-19, when isolation threatened our connections, artists shared their biffs online. Kitchen concerts, visual art, poetry, reminding us that even in pain, we create together because we belong to one another. Art isn't mere entertainment, but a way of being in the world, connecting us to resistance movements throughout history. This creative expression flows into embodiment, the integration of awareness into our physical being. For those raised in spiritual traditions that made us simultaneously aware of yet ashamed of our bodies, embodiment becomes challenging. America itself began with disembodiment, severing indigenous peoples from their lands and enslaving Africans, disconnecting them from their homelands. Finding home in our physical bodies, living spaces, or connection to land becomes revolutionary. This leads to radical self-love, not about commodified self-care, but about entering a room within ourselves daily. Setting boundaries becomes essential, whether with social media, work demands, or family expectations. When we allow ourselves to lean into the nothingness of the inner soul, we resist a culture that values productivity above presence. Moving into the communal realm, resistance extends beyond individual practice to collective care. It begins with childcare, not just for our own children, but for all children, especially the marginalized. We must confront systems harming children, from immigrant detention to anti-LGBTQ+ legislation to the removal of Indigenous children from their families. Ethical resistance involves interfaith work, where we share practices without appropriation or silencing marginalized voices. Cultural appropriation happens when dominant cultures take Indigenous practices and commodify them without understanding their context. In spaces like yoga, we must honor traditions by learning directly from practitioners within those cultures. True solidarity honors our differences rather than merely seeking commonalities. We must listen to varied stories and celebrate them. This solidarity addresses police violence affecting marginalized communities and includes disabled and immunocompromised people who often face exclusion from religious spaces through ableism disguised as benevolence. Kinship represents the culmination of communal resistance, the recognition that we truly belong to one another. This isn't abstract, but concrete. We develop healing relationships through daily practices and intentional connection. Like waiting for fireflies to appear in darkness, kinship requires patience as trust and companionship develop naturally over time. The ancestral realm connects us to those who came before and those who will follow. Indigenous cultures worldwide maintain vibrant practices to honor ancestors through sacred rituals, spirit plates filled with traditional foods, home altars adorned with photographs, daily prayers, and perpetually lit candles. These practices acknowledge that healing is a continuous journey that transcends physical death. Decolonization work must centralize Indigenous voices and leadership, or it fundamentally misses its purpose. Indigenous peoples worldwide stand at the forefront of movements protecting Earth's resources, fostering genuine human connection, and preserving traditional kinship systems. Generosity functions as a cornerstone of Indigenous worldviews, deeply connected to our sense of belonging and oral traditions of storytelling. Intergenerational healing encompasses not just addressing historical trauma, but celebrating inherited resilience and wisdom. As Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes reminds us, we were made for these times, a sentiment that resonates deeply with Indigenous perspectives on our current global situation. This mirrors the Seven Generations prophecy, which speaks of a critical time when we must consciously choose between continuing colonial patterns or embracing ancestral wisdom ways. Liminality, existing in in-between spaces, becomes a powerful form of resistance in a world that desperately seeks to categorize everything. These spaces aren't simply personal, but extend across time, creating bridges where healing work reaches backward to touch ancestors and stretches forward to impact future generations. Drawing from cycling, we can understand these liminal spaces through the relationship between resistance and cadence. When resistance is too high and cadence too rapid, the body inevitably burns out. If resistance remains high but cadence drops too low, forward progress becomes impossible. However, that sweet spot, that precious liminal space where resistance and cadence achieve perfect balance, enables sustainable movement forward. The integral realm represents the ultimate integration, a sacred space for bringing together all we've learned and experienced. Here, we discover our soul center, where life's experiences crack us open in ways that make it impossible to ignore our pain or deny our truth. Integration isn't about perfect resolution, but about holding space for all parts of ourselves and our experiences. Living resistance means being grounded in honesty about who we are, what we're capable of, and how we're doing. Sometimes resistance takes simple forms: walking a dog, checking on children, eating well, or allowing ourselves to cry. Prayer as resistance rejects prescribed formulas, instead finding the sacred in daily tasks, poetry, and questions answered by the wind. Dreaming becomes the ultimate resistance, creating cyclical, fluid visions of what could be. We have arrived, yet we are still arriving. Don't surrender before reaching pivotal moments. Keep going. Finish what you've started. Resistance isn't about destinations, but embracing the continuous process of becoming more fully human, connected to ourselves, others, our ancestors, and the earth that sustains us all.